Even if you know nothing about French cinema, you've likely felt its influence. At least since the 1960s, American directors have looked to France for inspiration. It still has a lot to teach us, and don't be surprised if some of the movies in the Honolulu Museum of Art's Cinémathèque Française Film Festival turn up as American remakes in a year or so. The originals are always better, and Taylor Chang is the theater manager at the Doris Duke Theater. She's with us to tell us about them. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Did you have to look at dozens of movies in order to make your picks for these?
Yeah, always. That's always the best part of the job, right? You get to see all these different types of films from all these different countries. I mean, of course, French cinema is one of the foundational It's the foundation of cinema. So we take the selection of our French cinema program pretty seriously.
Come to think of it, it is where it was invented, right?
Yeah.
The Lumiere brothers.
Yeah,
it's
the birth of cinema. Yeah, in the late 1800s.
You know, I was sort of part of the group of young cinephiles who watched all the Godard and Truffaut movies back in the day.
Awesome.
And ever since then, American movies have reflected that influence in a lot of ways, you know, from Bonnie and Clyde on.
Yeah, it's been interesting how American cinema has always sort of responded to or have been in competition with French cinema throughout its history. But you know, the spirit of American cinema is pretty different from the spirit of French cinema.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really kind of articulate the difference, but in French cinema, it's one of our themes for this year actually is to kind of use cinema as a platform for conversation and discussion. Uh-huh. So in our theater, for instance, we would, you know, create a space after the film for guests to talk about the film and to have intellectual, passionate conversations about the film, which could be challenging and could make you feel all different types of emotions. And that's something that French cinema has always been proud of inspiring. French cinema has never been afraid to sort of push the boundaries of aesthetics, mm-hmm. of form, of content, and their filmmakers who weren't just artists, they were also intellectuals, they were also inventors, they were, you know, Renaissance men in many ways. They thrived off of being in conversation with each other, and so the films themselves, they didn't just stand, you wouldn't just exhibit the film, you would also exhibit the film as well as have these spaces where you would collaborate and talk and have conversations with other artists, other poets, other inventors, and it was in that type of culture that the art of French cinema was able to thrive and continues to thrive.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have that component in American cinema as much, you know, that kind of intellectual space to talk passionately about, you know, about the film. A lot of it is entertainment with the success of Hollywood, which has its own value and is incredibly important.
I can't imagine an American movie audience rioting when the Cinémathèque was shut down.
Yeah, exactly. there's a very specific type of culture around cinema in France, and it's something that, you know, of course, inspires our theater and inspires our museum.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to kind of bring back that sense of space.
Well, Taylor, when you talk about movies that provoke discussion,
what
comes to mind among the movies yet to be shown this month that might
do that? Sure. Francophonia, which is a film by Alexander Sokurov. He's a Russian director.
He did Russian Ark, which is an amazing movie.
Yes, and we're screening Francophonia this week. It's a film, it's a meditative visual poem about the Louvre, mm-hmm. about the museum, and about during World War II when the Louvre was hiding a lot of his artifacts so it wouldn't get destroyed during the occupation. And it's basically a meditation on how the Louvre during that very specific period of time shaped the future of French culture, and you could argue European culture based off of the decisions that they made during that time.
It's pretty amazing that the Louvre and, in fact, the entire city of Paris was not destroyed.
Right.
Even though it had been occupied by the Germans throughout the war.
And yes, and the film dives pretty deep into that. This film is an interesting one because Alexander Sokurov is a Russian filmmaker.
Yeah.
And the film is in both Russian, French, and German language.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of challenges what you expect from a French film. You know, you could argue that it's not a French film, but it's talking, it's very much about
sure.
France and the culture and the art. And of course, there's a nice little museum tie, you know, being that we're the Hollywood Museum of Art, and it definitely resonates a lot of the questions that the film raises. It's like any museum has to sort of tackle those questions and when put into difficult situations.
Sure.
Yeah.
And his last movie about a museum, Russian Ark, was shot as if it were in one continuous.
It was
camera
and
shot.
It was, yeah.
Yeah,
and it was it's beautiful. And you know, Alexander Sokurov is a filmmaker who's known for taking risks like that.
Yeah.
And Francophonie is definitely a risk film, I would say, in many levels. You know, it because it is so challenging. It's not what you expect from a typical film. You know, at the theater.
Well, that's why we go to film festivals, right, Taylor?
Right, to get exposed to all different tastes and, yeah.
Kind of the things that maybe the multiplex wouldn't dare bring you. But
yeah, so, you know, we challenge people to check out this film.
Great.
You will definitely get something out of it.
Well, thanks a lot, Taylor.
Thank you.
Taylor Chang is the theater manager for the Doris Duke Theater at the Hollywood Museum of Art, whose 6th annual Cinémathèque Française Film Festival runs until June 26th, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
On n'a pas besoin de chercher si loin. Non, on n'a pas besoin de chercher si loin. On trouve ce qu'on veut à côté de chez soi. Des sourires, des aveux et des langues de bois qui t'alanguissent pour y s'évanouir.